You're listening to Inside on Capital Public Radio. I'm Beth Duncan in for Beth Ruyak. The Capital Dance Project is back with their fourth annual production of Behind the Bar, Made in Sacramento, and it's this weekend at the Crest. Joining us today is Alexandra Cunningham, co-founder of the Capital Dance Project. Welcome back to Insight.
Thank you.
Also joining us today, her fellow co-founder, Christopher, and is it Nachtrab?
Yes, that's correct.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Nice to have you here. And in studio as well, Shania Rasmussen. She's a choreographer.
Great to be here.
Nice to have you as well. So let's talk about the project. Tell me about the components, because this is like an art explosion.
Totally.
Yeah, it's pretty exciting.
That's the way it feels when I look at all the information about it. So tell me who's involved. What can people expect to see in here?
Yes, absolutely. So we are all professional ballet dancers with the Sacramento Ballet. And during our off season in the summertime, we get to produce our own performances through the Capital Dance Project. And we're thrilled to be collaborating with a whole variety of visual artists, digital media artists, live musicians for a one-of-a-kind performance taking place this weekend at the Crest Theater.
How about the musicians? Who would like to address that? How did you get the musicians involved? And perhaps, Shania, you can talk a little bit about the improvisational aspect of the music. Is it rehearsed and choreographed? Is it improvisational? How does that work?
Yeah, so we get just a slew of incredibly talented artists that apply every year, and a good proportion of them are live musicians. So the choreographers have time to review applications, and each choreographer picks one artist to work with. And you can decide with your artist if you'd like the music to be pre-done, or you can rehearse with them live. You can have them performing live at the show. It's kind of up to each individual collaboration.
And so you create a piece before or after you hear the music?
That's kind of an individual thing. Last year, I collaborated with Casey Lipka, who is an incredible vocalist, bassist here in Sacramento, and we composed and choreographed at the same time, so she would come into the studio with me, and we would sort of work alongside each other. A lot of the times, choreographers will get the music and just listen to it over and over and over before they even have an idea of what they're doing. This year, I actually composed my own music, which was kind of a new take for me, so I definitely had all of the music done before I even thought about any dance steps.
So tell me about the dancing. Classically trained ballet dancers, but is there a modern aspect? Is there an eclectic aspect? Who would like to address that?
I would say that with this show, it's a no-holds-barred sort of thing. Each choreographer really takes, we're all professional ballet dancers, so we take our classical technique and we kind of turn it upside down or on its head, more or less. And this is our opportunity for each choreographer to create something very new and unique and different to the Sacramento community and to step into the front of the room and take charge. And most of us do tend to lean more towards a contemporary flair with our choreography. And it's fantastic that we get to work with collaborators, which enhances our art form and pushes us to a next level that we may not have during the year when we were performing with the Sacramento Ballet.
Sure, more structured.
Yes, usually. So now we all take command. And what's so wonderful about being a part of this collaborative process is we learn so many of the secret and hidden talents behind these dancers that you see up on stage, whether it be through marketing or finance or musical composition like with Shania or programming. And just we take care of all of the aspects of this production. There's no one set leader. I wouldn't say it's a leaderless movement, but it's a leaderful movement where each one of us has to take command of different parts, from scheduling to creating the costumes to renting the theater and organizing every bit of this show. So it's pretty amazing.
So, for instance, for you, Christopher, are you creating your own dance or is someone doing the choreography for you?
Well, that's the other thing. All of the dancers are choreographers and vice versa. I believe we have 8 choreographers this year, and most all of them are also performing in it as dancers as well. So we wear many hats while doing this performance.
So it's really collaborative. I mean,
very
truly
much so.
Collaborative.
And this year, I will be choreographing, and I'm choreographing in collaboration with the youth of Sacramento. I reached out and tried to gain artwork for as many children within the community, which will then set be the background for my piece.
And as far as the style of music goes, because we're getting into an eclectic area here, hip-hop, jazz, classic, what kind of music are we going to hear?
We got it all.
All kinds of music. Yeah, literally every kind. So there's 9 short works on the program. So each piece is about 5 to 10 minutes in length, and they're all very different. So... yeah.
And in those pieces, generally speaking, how many dancers are involved? Are we seeing 2, 3?
Anywhere between 2 and 10, mm-hmm. I want to say. Yeah, so the pieces really range. It's also a wonderful way for people who may be intimidated by the art form to be able to come in and see a wide variety of dance. Mm-hmm. So it's really something that can be all-inclusive. And because our ticket prices are pretty low,
yes,
we also like to make sure that it's accessible for everybody in the community, which is really important to us, to make the arts accessible to everybody so everyone could enjoy it and appreciate it.
Yeah, yeah. So people that enjoy So You Think You Can Dance might find this a great event to attend, right?
Yes.
Definitely.
So let's talk about the visual side of it then, in terms of we've got dancers and choreographers, we've got wonderful musicians, as you mentioned, like Casey Lipka. How about, what are we going to see visually, artistic-wise, tech-wise, paintings? What are we looking at?
Well, we have a few artists that are also working with us, including Rafael Delgado and Melissa and Melinda Ardent, who will be creating sculptural pieces on stage. We don't want to give away too much of everything that's happening because we want everyone to come.
Live art, though. Live art being formed?
Well, the art would already been painted and formed, but...
like a set design. We also have digital media artist. Shania is actually working with a digital media artist.
Yeah, I'm collaborating with Natalie McKeever this year, who's a digital media artist. So she's creating a video that will be projected above the stage. So the dancers essentially will be performing in front of like a moving backdrop that's Natalie's art, which is just incredible.
And that should be said that we're performing at the Crest Theater. So we have access to this enormous movie screen that we take advantage of during the performance. Also with these behind the scenes videos of the rehearsal process in between each piece. So you can kind of get a look at how this whole show came together and the inspiration.
Creation
those videos,
process.
The whole creation process, because we spend about a month putting this whole show together, which is incredible the amount of work that goes into it in just 1 month's time. So this wonderful videographer, Brandon Manning, creates these great videos that kind of tie the whole show together.
Mm-hmm. What has changed in 4 years? This is your 4th annual.
Yes.
Yeah, we've grown so much. We just started out with one performance at the Crest Theater back in 2015, and we weren't really sure what to expect, but we had nearly a sold-out house, and it was such an incredible and empowering experience for all the artists to collaborate and work together to produce something that was really of our own unique voices. So we now have 2 performances of our Behind the Bar show.
Yeah, and one of the other things that we've been able to do is by applying for grants, we're able to expand our education and outreach portion of the Capital Dance Project. And we've been mostly focusing on sensory-friendly performances for families who have, you know, children who are on the autism spectrum or any some sort of sensory disability. So we're able to offer a wonderful show that encases a no sorry zone where children can enjoy a live performance in any fashion they feel comfortable in. Children are allowed to rush and come to the stage. They're allowed to sing and dance along. And it's really wonderful. And along with that, we've also been able to offer sensory friendly dance classes, which has been truly inspiring for me and for other dancers who have been involved to be able to make dance accessible to people of all disabilities and ages, which is amazing.
Yeah, we have 7 of those sensory-friendly dance classes in total. Our final 3 classes take place this Sunday at the Clara Auditorium. They're just $5. You can find out information on our website about it. We were also really honored to have received a California Arts Council grant this year to help fund this programming. It's a matching grant, so we're also seeking matching donations to help us continue this program and make this year's sensory-friendly dance performance and classes accessible to everyone in our community.
So if a family was listening and they thought about bringing their children, tell me about what age would be appropriate and what they might do at this class.
Sure. We have classes for all ages, actually. So we just had an adult class last Sunday, which was
fun.
Really fun. Our first one. And it's just accessible to the whole family.
Yeah, it's a wonderful way in a no-judgment zone where people can come together and we can explore dance and movement. And it's really wonderful. It's not structured as a ballet class, but more as a creative movement. And we play a lot of dance games, and it's really fantastic. We invite the parents to stay in the room, and we take song requests. Whatever we want to do in this sort of setting is really up to those who attend. And we make it all centered around their comfortability and how we can move forward so they can be inspired through the art of dance.
Yeah, we're so passionate to be able to do what we get to do on a daily basis as artists. And we love being able to give back to our community in this way. I'm from Sacramento. Chris is from New York. Shania's from Colorado. People are from all over this, you know, country, but they come to live and work here in Sacramento to continue their art form as dancers. And so this is like what we love to give back to our community in return.
That is Alexandra Cunningham and Christopher Nachtrab talking about Behind the Bar, Made in Sacramento. Also joining us this morning, Shania Rasmussen. And we appreciate you being here. I wish you great joy and success with your show this weekend at the Crest.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
Come check it out. We have tickets are just $25. You can purchase them on our website or through the Crest Theater. We also have $15 student tickets for students with a valid student ID. So, yeah.
Two shows this weekend at the Crest, Friday and Saturday. We have more on our website at capradio.org/insight. That is Insight for today. I'm Beth Duncan in for Beth Rujek. Insight is produced by Jen Picard, Bert Johnson, and Cody Drabble. Our digital team is Chris Hagen, Casey Gardner, and Emily Zentner. Our technical director is Mark Jones. Insight's executive producer is Joe Barr. We're back with you and another live show tomorrow. Thank you for joining us.